Hey, all right. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Pat and Gator Presents. And a happy belated birthday, America.
Yeah, America. What are you like? Not a day over 25.
She looks good. She looks good.
Never ask a lady her age, all right?
Absolutely not. How dare you? How dare you even suggest such a thing? Anyway.
Speaking of Independence Day.
What are we drinking this fine middle of July by the time this thing hits the air?
Yeah. A lot of booze in a glass with some ice.
Good.
What do you got?
I got a PBR tall boy.
All American.
In keeping with the tradition.
America.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And I figure, you know, we're just getting over our 4th of July weekend holiday extravaganza. So, enough cheap beer already. So I might as well keep rolling with that.
I love, I was not for the 4th of July, but a couple days ago some friends came to visit, and I was actually at our favorite establishment, which I might not have plugged at the last podcast.
Ooh.
I'll plug it now.
Ooh.
We'll go back, we'll edit that in, but Deep Elm.
Deep Elm's a nice place.
Deep Elm has Narragansett on tap. And
really?
The description says, happy 4th, and that's it. Because they have bottles, I think they have tall boys usually, but... And it's not even like they have like a porter and a something else.
Yeah, it's just Narragansett lager.
Yeah, it's just the lager, which is delicious.
Yeah. Funny you should mention it. I heard a rumor Narragansett is moving some of their brewing to La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How about that? I'm pretty excited.
They do good work over there in La Crosse, as we've been over many times on this podcast.
Or
some of our favorite beers come from La Crosse.
Or it's the beginning of the end for Narragansett. I don't know.
It could be. They could go over the way of Booty Beer.
Booty Light.
Booty
Light. Or it's Saratoga. Or what did we have last week? 2 weeks. 7 weeks ago.
We drank that all in a hurry.
Some winter ale. What did you get from the special there?
I got whatever was the special at the store that shall not be named.
The Awesome Beer Emporium on Com Ave.
Exactly. I don't want to blow it up on the podcast.
Yeah. Then I'm not going to get my $12 case.
It already
of beer
went
anymore.
From $10 to $12 in 3 years.
Yeah. Like, that does not. That math does not work out as far as inflation, far as I'm concerned.
No. Well, they're it's all stolen beer. It's off the truck.
They make $11 every time we pay them $12.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That $1 goes to the guy behind the counter, actually. He pockets that. He steals that from the company.
That's not the bottle deposit.
The rest of the company makes it. No. They don't. No. Deposit? No. Do you think they take them back? No.
Can you imagine walking into that place with, like, a bag of empties? Oh, God. Suck 3 bags of dicks. But anyway.
America's birthday.
America's birthday. It was 4th of July weekend.
I drank some
Bud Heavies.
I went to New York. I went to Long Island officially.
Oh, good.
My hometown, I guess.
You're one of these guys with like 8 hometowns.
I didn't go to my hometown on Long Island, but I went to the island.
It's close enough. Long Island,
as the locals say.
Right.
I was born in Ronkonkoma, Long Island. Ronkonkoma, New York. Mm-hmm. Long Island being the giant island.
Sounds like a made up place, but I'll take your word for it.
And funny enough, I quote unquote moved,
mm-hmm.
and by moving I mean the zip code line changed. So then I lived in Neskonset, New York. I moved from 11779 to 11767 without actually changing locations.
Luckily, that happened when you were a child.
Yeah.
I would have lost my mind.
No, as a child, you're like, I just learned this is your address, this is where you live.
Oh, yeah.
Let's write letters in, you know, elementary school. And
it's
like,
fresh.
Oh, by the way, you don't live there anymore, but you do, but you don't.
How dare they? It took me 5 years to learn this much.
I just learned to write things.
God, if they ever changed my zip code, I'd be outraged.
Yeah, seriously. What if Scituate was now Boston, Massachusetts, and you know you were 02218? I don't even know what that
is. I don't really think that's an apt analogy,
but
I'd be outraged.
You would be outraged. So that's where I lived till 4th grade, till I moved to New York.
You moved from New York.
So that's where I lived until 4th grade, till I moved to Shrewsbury, Massachusetts,
right.
The center of the universe.
Right.
Which we will get into when we get some special guest stars from said Shrewsbury, Massachusetts area, whose zip code has remained the same
good.
For many, many years.
It's good. They should stay that way.
Yeah. But no, I went to Long Island, went to Irene's and Uncle's place, hung out with Cousin Sal.
Nice.
The snarky six-year-old.
Nice.
Good time.
That's your favorite recurring character, but he has like one story. You just like to bring him up.
Yeah. And he'll never listen to this podcast, at least for many years.
God, no. Yeah, no, it'll be in the archives. We'll both be dead.
Yeah, pretty much.
We'll shark be attack in our 30s.
Four Vagodas that four Pat Gaeta will be dead, will I dead. Think, roughly.
So, Sal, if you're listening to this, I missed a big guy.
what was Abe Vigoda's character in... It wasn't Sal Tessio, was it? It was something Tessio, though.
It was something Tessio.
Is there a Sal? Because if his name was Sal, this would just be blow my mind. I don't even know what I'll do.
I don't know what to tell you, Gator.
It's probably not, though.
It's probably not.
Yeah, hung out there. It was a pretty good time. And that was just, we drove down there Friday to go to, it was a busy day Saturday on the actual 4th of July.
Big day.
My cousin, Samantha, who is a Gator. One of the few Gators. There's approximately nine Gators.
Two handfuls, almost nine.
There's my dad and his brother and his kids. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother. That's it.
Those all the Gators. It's
my
the
three brothers
line.
And sisters, my parents. It's all the Gators. She graduated, went there. Pretty good time. My uncle has probably the sickest...
I like where this is going.
Beer holder cooler thing.
Walk me through it.
It's kind of like an ice cream cooler where it has like the flap on either side so you can get your chocolate or your vanilla on the other side.
Yeah.
It's all like stainless steel, like a nice appliance refrigerator type thing going on there.
Yeah.
So he had beers on the right. Full of ice, and on the left, which I'd actually never looked into, but my little brother told me this.
I hear good things.
He had wine in there, like a lot of like Zinfandel, like stuff you'd keep on ice. And I don't know if he had ice in there or if it just happened to be cool from the ice in the other compartment or what it was.
Right.
But this thing's on wheels now. So it's like this container on wheels, so you can wheel around. And the best
like a
feature,
rolling suitcase or like a shopping cart?
Like a hibachi grill, I would say. All right,
okay.
Wheels,
perfect.
But
perfect.
I think that's the best analogy I could come up with. The hands down greatest feature ever was that attached on the side of this, or I guess on the front, is a bottle opener with its own catch basin for the bottle caps. So
classy
you got
move.
Everything good to go.
Classy move.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. And it's funny, my other cousin who's younger, not that either of them are 20, it was a high school graduation, and then my cousin Jeff is younger than that. Mm-hmm. So. Him and all of his buddies were hanging out, and they were just amazed by this contraption that was taking the bottle off of my beer and catching it. So I had three beers in my hands and was able to pop each one off without missing a beat, without having to catch three caps or whatever. But went there. We're drinking Heineken there, which was what we brought, so that's what I was going to drink. And some margaritas.
Sure.
Maybe it was a little bit of the Mexico still in me.
That's the demographic for that age group. It's Heineken's what's happening.
Yeah. So we did that, and we went there a couple hours. And then the next stop on the Gator Long Island World Tour, which is we're going from Sound Beach to Holbrook, which Sound Beach is about halfway into the island, but it's North Coast. Almost on the water.
I don't know what any
pretty
of this
much
means.
On the water. It doesn't matter. Suffolk County doesn't matter. Holbrook is totally south, like on the other side of the LIE, which pretty much bisects the island.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there we went to East Meadow. This whole complete story makes no sense unless you're from the area or no. I've looked at a map of Long
Good.
Island.
Yeah, because we have a big listenership in Long Island.
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
Good.
It's coming along. But we went to...
Everyone else can just turn this off right now.
There'll we went, like, completely, like, another third of the way down the island, westerly to go to East Meadow.
Traipsing all over the friggin' place. Yeah,
Irene had a family reunion, which they have every year.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, not unfortunately because I wanted to hang out with my family, but we didn't get there. We got there at, like, 5, 6 o'clock. It was a good 40 minutes to an hour from where we were. So we did a lot of driving is what it comes down
right.
to. But some people had already left, and then some people were still there. A lot of family were still there. Whatever.
Oh, well. What are you going
to
do?
Switched to Bud Heavy's there, because I decided, and it was actually later in the day, I decided this is America's birthday. I'm going to drink an American beer.
What better way to honor America?
Granted, it's owned by a Belgian company.
It still comes in a red, white, and blue can.
Yes. I do love my Beechwood aging.
Only the finest Beechwood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, this is one of those beer story moments where I'm just, hey, don't get me started. Someday I'm going to do a solid hour on everything I love and hate about the beer industry.
I'm just teasing it here and there. Pat, you got to see Pat's eyes bulging out of his head every time I mention it.
It's
great.
Too bad.
But I didn't.
Heineken and Bud Heavy. You said the phrase Bud Heavy.
Yeah.
In the first 10 minutes of the podcast.
I prefer Bud Diesel, frankly. But
reasonable.
Yeah. Or Bud Diesel. But here's the scenario. This wasn't even until later in the day when it started to get dark.
Okay.
So Long Island is crazy about their fireworks.
Like, I like their style.
Like, I've been in Boston, and, you know, I guess it's a city, and it's not like you're shooting fireworks on Harvard Ave, you know, Harvard and Calm. You're not shooting them off a corner. Right. You know.
Well, we did, but
it happened.
It's not
but
as cool.
It's frowned upon, and things happen.
Right.
I'm in the suburbs, essentially. There are no less than 4 or 5, I would say, people like to our right, for instance, 3 houses down, these people have fireworks going.
Nice.
To our left, maybe 6 houses down. No, probably, if that, whatever, it doesn't matter.
It ain't right. There's a lot of fireworks. Shitload
of
fireworks going on.
In front and behind us, like, I guess the equivalent of a block, you know, like one house and then the house behind that house and the street and that house over there.
One city block transposed in the suburbs.
And We're not talking that, you know, it's firecrackers and some bottle rockets. They have thousands of dollars worth of mortars and, like, Gucci fireworks.
Serious
going
money.
On there.
Gucci fireworks.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Like, it's the whole big mortar boom with the flashing lights and stuff. And it's just everything.
Fuck yeah.
And so we're just sitting there, and they're just starting. Like, actually, the beginning stuff was kind of more like, you know, Roman candles and your snakes and your bottle rockets and your black cats.
Sure.
You know, your run-of-the-mill stuff.
Right.
But I'm sitting there, and I'm like, and it's not even, it's kind of just dusk. It's not dark yet.
Right.
You know, and it's funny because one of Irene's cousins is like, what time is it? And we're like, you know, it's 7. And we're like, it doesn't matter what time it is because the fireworks don't start till it gets dark.
Right.
You can
give
the time
every
second.
You can open your eyes, then you'll know when the fireworks.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what time it is. Once the sun goes down, the fireworks will start happening. We can give you the time every 30 seconds, every minute on the 10s, traffic and weather together. We can give it all to you. Yeah. It don't matter till
the
sun goes down.
None of this will be useful information for you.
It's not going to matter. And finally, this is what it's happening. It's happening.
Here we are, the main event.
So I'm thinking to myself, this fireworks, I'm in New York. I need a Bud Heavy. I need a Bud Diesel. That's
fair enough.
Happen. And that it was that or water. So, you know, or Dunkin' Donuts.
And you're out of options.
That's my only option, really.
Yeah.
But I was
mostly feeling patriotic.
Yeah, it was just crazy, though. Like, and one of Irene's uncles or no, cousins came by with fireworks, too.
Yeah.
So now it's like we went to the end of the street.
Let's do this thing.
And it's funny because it's not even, it's so not safe. There's like a tree to the right, like 20 feet. There's 30 kids walking around. Like, it's not safe.
Yeah.
There's cars coming down the street, but there's a giant mortar in the middle that's shooting things up. It doesn't even matter. But no, it was a good time, though. She has a great uncle who's got to be 70, 80.
Okay.
I don't know. But I guess the last couple of years, he likes to dress in, like, absurd, like, raver gear and kind of, like,
I like his style.
Like, he's, you know, 20-something or younger.
Yeah. Is he, like, a widower who's back out on the market? Hey, dressing like a club kid with, like, neon dreadlocks?
I don't even know. I really don't even know. Her family gets to be so old that, like, 80 is like, you got another 20 years in you. You'll be fine, you know?
Whatever.
You're okay. I remember one party, he had the raver pants, like, black cargo pants with the dangly tassel things going on. Like, legit raver pants.
Yeah. No, he was just got off work at Hot Topic.
Yeah, and he's wearing like he's probably wearing. He's got like Converse sneakers on, and actually no, he had Nike. His dunks like, on or something
like SB dunks.
Yeah, like something like the lace is not you know not tied, but laced inside, you know. And he's got like a Kango the hats like the my Guinness hat, but
he's,
it's like
and he's 71,
but it's bright white, and he's got like a white shirt on that's also some like Ed Hardy or something ridiculous.
I like his style.
Oh yeah, he's got good style, but he's also late 70s.
He's also in his late 70s.
Hunched over, old, like wrinkly, all the veins in his forearms and arms you can see clearly.
Yeah.
And just hanging out. And it was actually
his
birthday.
He walked out of a shitty comedy. Like,
Exactly, yeah. That's pretty much what it is. So there's that guy who is my new idol. I love that guy. He's fantastic. And then the other exciting part of the night is a lot of kids. The hosies run deep.
Okay.
There's a lot of kids of kids. There's a lot of
there's a lot of
grandparents that are not what I would consider grandparent age quite yet.
Sure.
But her one cousin, I think he's 51, but he's been doing construction all his life. He's he's bald. He's Irish. He's got like big mitts, like the calloused hands from construction, the weathered face. Looks a little bit older than he might be. And it's funny because their whole family works construction together.
It's a hard 51.
And one of her actually, I guess it's – are they uncles? I guess they're uncles technically. Yeah, they're uncles because they're her dad's brothers. They're all – scratch that. They're not cousins. They're
– At any rate.
They're uncles.
At any rate.
But not great uncles like Jimmy. Not great uncle Jimmy. No. And the youngest one is a good 10, 15 years younger, like one of those things. And I think there's – five of them or something like that.
They got a gap.
All Grandma Hosey's brood, I guess. And he used to go to all the people on the construction site and be like, oh, go ask that guy if he's my dad. And he thinks it's hilarious because he's 32 and this guy's 51, but he looks like he's 60-something.
Nice.
But anyway, he is pushing his granddaughter, who is, I think, two, in this – It's like a bicycle because it's got pedals in the front.
Yeah.
But it's like it's more like a tricycle. But in the back, there's this big like lawnmower actually looking handle thing which you can push them along with if they don't want to pedal.
Yeah, and I've seen these.
Yeah, it's one of those deals.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. And this guy is pushing her around up and down the street with the fireworks. He's got a Bud Diesel in his hand and a cigarette in the other hand. You know, he's got a grip on the can of beer,
cigarette in the left, and the right.
No, one hand. He's got a grip on the beer and
the cigarette on
the two fingers. Yeah. And he's pushing the kid in the other hand. And it's funny because this girl, she's really young where she doesn't talk yet, but she totally understands what you're saying. And she's smart, too. Like, the hosey
she gets the significance of...
it's funny. The hosey kids, she has one cousin... she just turned, I think, like 10, 11, maybe 12. But at two, she was talking in like full sentences, crazy, like, Mommy, Daddy, I want to go to the zoo today to see the gorillas. Like, crazy stuff you shouldn't be talking about at age two.
Right.
Like, smart, smart kid. So that's like kind of her family.
I didn't start using full sentences until, sophomore year.
There were a bunch. Irene didn't have hair till she was like three or four. Like, she was bald until that age.
That's an awful story to say on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll
that's
that
terribly
out.
Embarrassing.
But it's like, there's the kids are...
Okay, nobody cares.
Advanced
nobody
and whatever.
Cares.
They're crazy kids. But anyway, it adds to my story.
Okay.
So, this guy is telling her, because he's pushing around and the pedals are moving because it's not, there's no gears. There's, everything's moving.
Right.
It's one gear.
Yeah.
And he goes, and he stops, and he goes, put your feet on the pedals. And he goes, put your feet on the pedals. And the kid's just like looking up. And he goes, put your feet on the pedals. And the kid like looks at him and gives him a glance. And then he's like, put your feet on the – and the kid puts her feet –
get off the damn shed.
And she puts her feet on the pedals, and they pedal along. And this is happening like the entire time.
Yeah.
And this kid is fucking with him. Like, she knows what's going on.
Right.
And is just messing with him. But later in the day, after all the kids are gone, he decides he wants to arm wrestle all of his brothers.
Oh, good.
Which includes Irene's dad.
Good.
And he's just talking and talking and talking, and we're in one of Irene's, and the one uncle is like, "You're this is stupid. Like, you beat us all the time.
Okay, we've been over this, Bobby. Like,
You don't. Yeah, you always win, and you're like a professional. It's like over the top. Your truck and your children's custody is on
the line. Why do we need? Okay,
you're wearing a hat right
now. Soundly since you were 14 and I was 8.
You're gonna flip your hat backwards, and it's gonna be game time, and you're just gonna kill everybody. But Irene's dad's like, "Let's do it. Let's do this. And he's like,
all right.
And finally, they actually do the arm wrestling, and it's hilarious. And it's two grown
two old men going
two old
at
men
it
arm wrestling.
Yeah.
And Irene's dad's taking it all kind of, I guess, scientifically, because they're on like a shitty table, and they're on the corner of it. And
so he wants
like,
to get the perfect
he's
leverage
like, well, he's
spot
like, well,
in there.
Well, and I think the other guy realizes how to – he knows how to arm wrestle and realizes, like, leverage and stuff. And he's like, listen, we're not squared off. Like, you're going to beat me.
Right.
So – and this other guy is, like, so gone that he's just like – he's like, whatever. So he's like, oh, let's switch.
Fucking pussy.
He goes, let's switch seats. So they switch seats, and Irene's dad – essentially wins because he's like, well, look where you're sitting. Like, your arm's at this angle and this angle, and I'm going to win. And it's crazy, but that was the Hosey family party. The end of it after 37 Bud Diesels
and good family gathering,
delicious
get together.
Cheesecake.
Oh, good.
Well, let me plug the cheesecake. It's pretty delicious.
Any good family get together ends in an arm wrestling match, I think.
Yeah, I kept making over the top jokes, and
I
don't know
crickets.
If anybody
just.
I think one uncle got it, which I was glad for. Good. I had to do a little explaining, and he's like,
Oh, that's right. Yes, I did see that film. Yeah. That's very funny.
And then I said, then we drove back to Sound Beach, like, another hour. So we, like, triangulated Long Island, hit everything up.
Yeesh.
And,
yikes.
Got back, and I slept on the couch at Irene's, my uncle's place, which is great because it was, like, a big picture window.
Oh, good.
The sun hits at like 5:30 and just like scalds my face.
Yeah.
And Sal gets up at 6 because he's a kid, and that's what they do.
Right.
But they were nice. I took him outside to like hang out so I could get a little extra couple hours of sleep, which was nice.
Hey, why don't you go play quietly outside?
Because he's like, Gator's here. Yeah. He loves to play. He loves playing.
Gator's here.
Thing.
I'm going to tug on his mustache while he's sleeping.
Pretty much, yeah. That's pretty much how it went down.
That's good.
That was my 4th of July, pretty much. We left. Well, actually.
one more.
The next day, Sunday, we're like, oh, we got to drive back. It's like 4 hours.
Right.
It's going to suck. And I was thinking, oh, well, if it's nice, my parents were in town, too, for the graduation, which I don't see them much. And my little brother was in town with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, they're going to the city because Dave's girlfriend's never been there because she's from, like, the Midwest or something. Doesn't get out much, apparently.
Somewhere weird.
Yeah. So I was like, we can go do that. Or what? We're at Sound Beach.
Yeah.
It's the beach.
Let's
it's
go
pretty
to the
much
beach.
The beach. It's been raining
it
for 27 days straight in Boston. I have seen the sun twice, which actually was a beautiful day on Friday when we drove down, and it was fucking hot as balls in Irene's car without any air conditioning. And when you open a window, like the car just like weaves in and out of traffic because it's a little car. So that was fun. I was like sweating the entire time. I was like, let's go to the beach.
I love the beach. Why not?
Instead, Irene's uncle is into Age of Empires 3, the Asian dynasties.
I like how you did that instead of going to the beach.
Yeah.
Something involving Age of the Empires.
So I was up earlier than anybody else because
Sal pulled your mustache off your face to see if it was real.
Much.
Yeah.
So I was playing that for a little bit. So, and then, of course, I got hooked.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it's 7 o'clock. I think we left at like 6:30 to go back home. And I was like, when did it? Because it doesn't get dark till late, so my entire time-space continuum is completely thrown off. That was it. Instead of going to the beach or doing anything, or going outside.
What a bad choice.
The only sun I got was through the window while I was sleeping. Like, I probably burned my face through the window. And it's funny because I was like, oh, because I was into Nerd Alert, by the way.
Yeah.
I was into, like Civilization and other computer games because I'm a big nerd. And I was like, I can't do this because I'll start playing and then it'll be 5 in the morning. Like, this was my college. I'd play a game and it'd be 5 in the morning and I'd be like, I hear birds outside, and that looks a lot like the sun's coming up. So maybe I have a class at, well, I had a class at like noon, but still, it's 6 in the morning, and class is at noon. That's not a lot of sleep.
Yeah, you would look at your schedule and be like, ugh, I got to schedule this one at 1:15.
Yeah, that's going to be
tough.
Yeah. But I was like, I can't get this game because I'll just suck my life away.
Right.
So I came home, and I'm like, I should get it.
I'm not ready for a new role-playing game in my life.
I can't do I should get it. So yesterday I caved in, I got the game.
Of course you did.
Actually, that's not even true. It was the day before I got the game. And I was like, I'm not going to install this. No. I'm going to install it, but I'm not going to play it.
I'm not ready for it. I'll just leave this CD-ROM on my desk.
I got to go to bed, whatever. So the next day, it's 12:30. And I'm like, I'm like, all right.
Got a little time to kill.
I'm going to play a quick game, you know, because I don't want to play. I'm just going to play, you know, half an hour or something. I think I can beat it in that time, a scenario, whatever.
Yeah.
And give myself a time limit. And then it's early. I haven't slept a lot all week, which I never sleep at all. But
right.
I pretend like I'm going to sleep.
Especially
the next
not
day.
This week.
Yeah, this day is not going any better so far. You know, I'll play a little bit, and then I'm going to read, because I'm reading Hunter S. Thompson Gonzo, which is fucking, right. Read that book. It's fucking great. It's all his buddies.
If you're within the
like,
sound of our voice, read that book.
But anyway, so I had been reading that. I read that on the way down and the way back, so I'm like, I'm going to get into that a little more, because I don't read enough. When I went to Mexico, I read 3 books, because I was just sitting around doing nothing, and I'm like, I love to read, and I just don't get to do it. And I read kind of just
too busy drinking and digging around.
Doing nothing. Right. So I'm like, I'll play for like half an hour, and then I'll read for a couple minutes, fall asleep. Maybe I'll get up and go to the gym the next morning. Like, it'll be like 1:30, which is fine. I'll get up at 10 o'clock.
Fucking maybe, my friend.
You know, so I'm playing, and it's the fucking weirdest thing, because I'm just like playing, and I don't realize this till actually after I figure out what time it is, but I'm playing and playing and playing. And I'm like, oh, my eyes are watering. Like,
that's
what?
Weird.
I mean, I have allergies. Like, there's a tears running down my face. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then I'm like, all right. So, and it's funny because I'm losing horribly. I'm just like, fuck it. All right. I'm about to lose, so I'm just going to go to bed. God. I wonder what time it is. It's like 2:45. And I'm like, fuck. What happened? Like,
F
I wanted
this.
To go to bed an hour ago. And then I'm like, well, I'm going to lose anyway. I might as well finish. I might as well wait until they completely kill me, because I don't know what's going to happen, because I don't play this game a lot. I just picked it up. So
Let's see how far we can go without
going into detail about, you know.
Please do not.
About the strategies of the you know, intricacies of Age of Empires 3. I eventually build back my empire, and I'm just waiting for that final coup de grace, you know, like the last, the death rattle, until I'm completely done.
The money shot, if you will.
The money shot, yeah. The listeners will probably get that one the best.
That's probably the best analogy I can think of, yeah.
It doesn't happen, and I finally build back all my shit, and I destroy the Portuguese, or whoever the fuck I'm
Take that, Portugal. Yeah.
Damn you and your water dogs and
linguiça. Linguiça's delicious.
Oh, well, thank you for the linguiça.
We're keeping the linguiça in my new empire.
Yeah. So I fucking beat them. And then I look back again, and it's 4:30 in the morning.
Good.
I'm like, oh, good. So now even if I sleep to the last possible second, I still get 6 hours of sleep, if I'm lucky.
If I was asleep right now and I don't take a shower tomorrow.
Yeah. If that's the case, and So I'm a huge nerd, and I played that for 4 hours instead of the 20 minutes I had allotted myself.
Good.
So, and the worst part is, if we weren't doing the podcast right now, I'd be playing.
I know you have a problem.
I do have a problem.
You have a problem.
So that's why you should never put yourself in a position where you could potentially play role-playing games or strategy-based games at any point in time. but anyway, so that was Sound Beach, and we never went to the beach, and it basically hooked me on Age of Empires.
Good. Well, at least you got that going for you. Of all the people who left Long Island on the 4th of July with an addiction, you might be the only one where it's the Age of Empires 3.
Yeah. It's probably the most curable of all of them, actually.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. You don't have any chemical dependency.
No.
You weren't.
Well, no.
Well, no.
No. Not exactly. No.
Probably not.
But anyway, Pat, how was your 4th of July? How did you spend America's birthday. Did you do reenactments? Did you read the Declaration of Independence?
Do all that stuff early in the week.
Did you visit?
So I can, you know, do some other things. I took a trip.
Did you write a lot of strongly worded letters to the United Kingdom and the Queen?
I generally, like I said, that's every day early, for me. You know, whatever. Sure. Dear Madam.
Dear Ms. Elizabeth.
How dare you?
How do you address the Queen?
I don't know.
Her Excellency? Is that?
Her Majesty.
Her Majesty?
I suppose.
Dear Ms. Her Majesty the Queen, care of Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
London.
Yeah, no, I think you address Her Majesty, comma.
Just don't touch her. She didn't like that.
Whatever you do, she doesn't like to be touched.
Faux pas. Don't do it.
Anywho. No, I took a bus up to New Hampshire. Live free or die.
Live free, yeah.
Went up to the lake there, which is fantastic. One of the most beautiful places I've ever actually seen with my own two eyes.
Which lake was this again?
I'd rather not say.
Fair enough.
So I'm up at the lake, and it's
I hope this ends with you like robbing a bank.
I'd rather
not say. It's a lake.
No, cause I don't know. You know.
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
Carry on.
Anyway.
Carry on. Then I killed two guys and I can never go back.
I killed a hobo just to get an erection. Drowned him right in the fucking lake.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
These hobos, they put up quite a fight.
They do. But I went up to the lake and stayed with some friends up there, and it was gorgeous. Well, it wasn't. The weather was actually shitty, all things considered.
The lake was beautiful.
The lake itself, it's one of the rare like places on the earth. You feel it's just like a time warp, because you go and it's in the literally mountain all around you, and then the lake that is completely flat unless the weather's crazy and windy like it was for most of this weekend.
There's white caps and tsunami waves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. It's awful. But no, it rained for most of the first couple days. You'd get that like brief half hour where it's gorgeous, and you're like, oh, God, if it's like this every day.
I get in a quick game of bocce.
Exactly. Yeah, that's all it was. We still, the first couple days, got to manage to get out on the boat a lot. And it's a lot of hanging out on the boat and slugging cheap beer, namely Coors Light, at this particular lake.
Ugh.
See,
of all the beers I've mentioned today, that's probably my least favorite. Yeah. Even taste alone, I feel like that's...
Here's the thing. You know, when you're on... The Coors Light probably does have the least going on, but when it's creeping up on 75 degrees and the beer in your can,
yeah,
you know, Coors Light is less offensive than a Budweiser would be.
It does have the frost brew liner. Yeah.
But we were drinking a lot of Coors Light.
Was there at any point in time where you weren't sure if the beer was cold enough and you had to check perhaps the label?
There were many points where that happened, yeah.
Mostly when your hand was touching it? And
mostly then.
Okay, good.
No, but a lot of hanging out on the lake and slamming down Coors Lights. And it's very cool up there because I grew up on the ocean, so I'm used to boats looking like pieces of shit. But because it's a lake up there and it's not salt water with waves, and so everyone, they've got like the ski boats, so you're cruising around like fucking bad guys in an episode of Miami Vice because you have this 80s style ski boat.
Nice. I hope there was like it would hit a ramp and there'd be an explosion and flip around.
I was waiting for it. I was kind of bracing myself for that to happen eventually. Yeah. But no, it was fantastic. And you know, my friends up there, they know every nook and cranny of the lake. So there's little secret islands and rocks. But we had a great time. The weather cooperated on one night, and we had when the fireworks were there on the day of the 4th, and there were these two neighbors who just said, "Hey, I'm going to do some fireworks." And the next door neighbor said, "Well, bullshit, I'm doing better fireworks."
I'll see your fireworks.
Yeah.
And I'll kill a man.
They dropped, like you were saying before, so much money on these fireworks. Yeah. It was obscene.
Literally up in smoke.
Yeah.
Literally burned dollar bills.
Literally burning money. The best way to burn money is to shoot it up into the sky in firework form.
Absolutely.
And basically my 4th of July night was sitting in the back of an 80s style ski boat. after
doing
drinking
rails off of hookers, wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
No, but completely hammered, completely hammered. Just sitting there on a dead still lake, watching four different sets of fireworks going off around me, and that's a way to go. Almost a full moon too. It was truly God's country.
That was the interesting thing about the 4th was the moon. It's quite large.
That really took it to a whole new level because you could see where you were going and everything, and the people I was with, they knew where to go and how to get around the lake at night. There were some jagoffs on this lake that night, though.
Somebody can't handle their Coors Light.
Oh, totally. Because these guys, they know they've been around their whole life. It's out of control. There are people with. There's one guy doing donuts in the middle of the channel, like coming out, just spinning in a circle in a boat.
Was that Crockett or Tubbs? Which who was that?
Tubbs, I think.
Tubbs, yeah, Tubbs, I think. He's that kind of guy.
Yeah. And, this is not people in the Midwest who are listening to this will be like, what are you talking about? There are people, with people with no lights on, people with their docking lights on, which aren't they're for you to see the dock. They're not, they fuck up everybody around you. It's like driving down the highway with your high beams. Just fucks everybody up. You have a little, green and red light in the front so everyone knows that there's a boat there.
Yeah. Like a plane or top of a building.
Yeah, some people thought that wasn't sufficient, so they had to flip their high beams on. There was, 100 yards away from us, some guy decided to shoot off fireworks from his boat. Literally from the back of his boat, shooting off ridiculous fireworks, right over there. None of them going towards the sky in any way. They just skip across the lake.
Yep, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and there I was, just standing, pissing off the back of a boat, looking up at four different sets of fireworks and a full moon. And
what a country!
What a country! What a country! God bless America. But that was, there's the high point. There was also when it rains and then you're sitting in the lake. Yeah. I was playing cards and drinking scotch, which is fine.
Which ain't bad either.
But it's not, being out there in the hot sun, singing, "I'm on a boat, motherfucker."
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
I don't think it rained in Long Island at all, but I wasn't outside.
Didn't rain in Massachusetts either. Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't know. You were playing computer games. Yeah.
That's fucking right.
No.
Yeah, the ride down and back, I didn't drive, but nobody knows how to fucking drive. And I don't know, everywhere, and maybe I'm a fantastic driver, but even if I am driving like an asshole, I know how to drive.
Right.
And we're on the LIE, which is the Long Island Expressway, mm-hmm. And it's like the road from Long Island. There was actually a funny, there was a whole thing, I think, on The Daily Show about how Long Island wants to secede from New York State.
Sure.
And one of the people there was talking about how, it's Long Island. They're like on the scene, like, it's about 10 miles from, the mainland, or a 3-hour drive, which is accurate.
Right.
Because LA just sucks at all times. But we're driving along, and we're in the left lane cruising, trying to pass people, and there's traffic. And we're just like, what the fuck? What's going on?
What's going on
like,
here?
And we get to a curve in the road, and we realize that there's only traffic in the left lane because people are dumb and don't realize that the left lane is for passing.
Right.
And you should be in the center lane, especially if you're not passing somebody, which was the case for 98% of the people in that lane. Because there's one guy in front of us that's not moving, and there's a big gap, and then there's a car in front of him who's also shouldn't be there, but there's nobody in the right two lanes.
I hate the guy putting along in the left lane. He fucks everybody up.
Brennan has I don't know if he calls it the asshole or the idiot theory, but if there's ever traffic, it's because there's two douchebags going the same speed in the two lanes. They're just not... They're just going at the same speed next to one another, not passing, not doing anything.
They could ruin everything,
and that's the whole backup for miles and miles and miles. Yeah. It doesn't matter. But just the whole ride back, it's just like, get the fuck over. Just,
right.
No, like, that's driving 101. It's just, I don't know, people don't understand that. Like, I don't consider myself a fantastic driver, but at least I know that if I see a car behind me, I'm going to move over to let him go by.
Right.
You know, I'll check my mirror occasionally. Right. Maybe I don't check it as often as you should.
Right.
But,
and it's so obvious. Oh, the guy behind me clearly wants to go faster.
Yeah. And why don't I get out of his way? And she's basically touching the bumper of the guy in front. You think you'd get the idea.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and it's not like he can't get over. It's not like there's people there. It's not like he's passing anybody. He's just sitting there. He's just sitting there doing nothing.
And getting passed on the right is terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah. It's happened to me on the rare occasion.
You could literally drive in Long Island on the right lane and do 90 miles an hour and not have a problem. Not pass one car except for people trying to get on the highway.
Yeah, no, it's fucking bizarro world. It's awful.
And that's kind of everywhere, really. I mean, the alley was atrocious. Even through Connecticut on the Merritt was atrocious, too. And that's only two lanes, so it's even worse.
Yeah.
Irene's dad told me a funny story once about him on the Merritt. He was in the right lane, and again, people in the left lane going slow, so he's in the right lane, and he's passing people, and now he wants to get in because there's a clearing, and the car behind him speeds up, but he goes, fuck it, he goes in anyway.
Sure.
Because, you know, why are you speeding up? Like, you just realized I want to get over now, you want to go quicker than me? Like, what's that all about? Turns out, though, it's a cop. So the cop pulls him over, and so now he's pulled over on the Merritt, which is really nowhere to pull over there.
Yeah, where exactly do you pull over on the Merritt Parkway,
So the guy, I guess he comes up, and he's like, rip shit. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? Blah, this and that. Like, well, you cut me off. What are you doing? And Irene's dad is, and he's the most logical, calm person.
Very level-headed. Very, and he's a bit of a low talker, even.
It's funny, because he's just, he knows his shit, and that's pretty much what it comes down to. And he's like, well, sir, I didn't break any laws, because there's no law that says you can't pass on the right. It's preferred. But, like, if the speed limit is 65, the guy on your left is doing 30, it's safer to pass him on the right than to slow down and whatever.
Right.
Like, that's, if he's, or it's not even that. It's just like, he's in the middle lane, there's people in the left lane, there's traffic. If that guy decides to hit the brakes, it's not like you're going to hit the brakes in the middle lane, go behind him and wait to pass him on the left. Like, that's what it comes down to. Passing on the right actually is illegal, I think, in certain cases. But in this case, it's not. There's people on the left. There's traffic. They're not going as fast.
I wouldn't try it on a state trooper.
Well, I don't
having perfect information here.
But he's saying that, and that, you know, it's traffic. He wasn't speeding. He wasn't going faster than whatever the speed limit was. And he's just like, he's like, you sped up. Like, I was trying to get over to pass people, and you sped up. In fact, you're endangering lives more than I am.
Right.
And the guy was just like, didn't know what to say, and was pissed because he thinks he's a cool shit because he's a cop and whatever. And essentially, he's like, you know what, whatever. He's just like, it's your lucky day. You know, you go, you're free to go. Like, he didn't even give him a ticket or anything. But if you gave him
a ticket,
what would he give him a ticket for, though?
I don't know.
He's not doing anything. He's not doing anything illegal at all. That was his point.
Well, like, resisting arrest, you know, almost breaking my nightstick with your cheekbone.
Yeah,
well, like, exactly. You know, that,
nothing.
That's how
legit.
These things usually end.
Yeah. But it's fucking drivers. I don't know. I just don't understand. Trying to get from point A to point B.
I don't know what to tell you.
There'd be so much less traffic. You know, like in Europe on the Autobahn, you can do like 200 miles an hour, but people know how to drive. You get a ticket if you're in the left lane.
Right.
And you're not doing...
Yeah, there they will crack down on that stuff,
pretty much.
So I guess that probably is about it for tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, you know where you can find us.
We do.
Patentgated.blogspot.com.
Check out iTunes.
iTunes, yeah, we're available there. Streaming, downloading.
Don't forget about Twitter.
Yeah.
That also exists.
Twitter.com/patentgator. Got an email address if you want to send, you know, we could do a mailbag.
I
we got
knew
a couple
I forgot
letters
one.
Sitting in there.
I knew I forgot one.
PatentGator@gmail.com.
It's true.
Check us out.
And we will see you next time.
Cheers.